There's a new frontier in Ethiopia's war. Rebels in Tigray say they're advancing further south, inching closer to the capital, Addis Ababa. In just a few days, the rebels from the northern Tigray state say they have seized the towns of Desay and Kombolcha, which are in the neighboring Amhara state. The two are on a major highway leading to the capital, Addis Ababa. The federal government has disputed those claims.
We have to make sure this siege on Tigray is broken. We have to make sure that our children are not dying from hunger and starvation. We have to make sure that there is access to medicine, access to food by our people. So we'll do what it takes to make sure that the siege is broken. If going to Addis, marching to Addis, is what it takes to break the siege, we will.
Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has asked all Ethiopians to organize and fight back.
There are many challenges, but I can tell you with certainty, without a doubt, we will score a comprehensive victory. In the last 15 days, when TPLF was crying about being attacked, I was overwhelmed with pressure from the world, with phone calls. Now that they are advancing, it is seen as normal, and no one is calling.
The U.S. has been calling for a ceasefire. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted saying the U.S. is alarmed over the TPLF's takeover of the towns of Desay and Kombolcha and has urged both sides to stop fighting. But there are concerns that violence could escalate with Tigrayan rebels joining forces with the Oromo Liberation Army, an armed group in the region surrounding the capital Addis.
There is a new marriage of convenience alliance between at least a faction of the Oromo Liberation Front and the TPLF, because Abiy has managed to alienate the Oromo, including some Amharas. So he is really increasingly isolated, and the TPLF is trying to take advantage of that situation as well as OLA.
And it's families like these who are paying the highest price for the shifting battle lines of Ethiopia's war that's dragged on for nearly a year. More than 2.5 million people have been forced to leave their homes, and around 400,000 are on the brink of famine. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.